welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Tribes are fighting on two main fronts when it comes to the evolving sports betting business. One is a legal argument over whether off-reservation bets by someone using tribal online tools falls under the same regulations as brick-and-mortar casinos. The other has to do with experimental betting in what are known as prediction markets. A regulation loophole allows such betting on a wide range of events, including sports. How both shake out will determine how much they eat into the lucrative tribal gaming industry. Jason Giles is the executive director of the Indian Gaming Association. He is Muskogee. Giles says it's anybody's guess whether prediction markets will be allowed to go forward as they currently exist.
Tribal gaming and the commercial gaming folks are very concerned about the rise of these so-called prediction markets, because if they're going to reduce everything to a yes or no, then that will be the existential threat to tribal casinos. We already know that they are contemplating putting out so-called contracts on Powerball. Will the Powerball hit within the next 100 draws? So it's gambling on gambling. It sounds ludicrous. This is what they believe the future is. And it's either all made up or none of it is. In Indian gaming right now and the commercial side, we tend to think it's all just a cash grab right now because this is all unregulated. They are exploiting a loophole in the agriculture sector to offer these ridiculous bets.
That is Indian Gaming Association Executive Director Jason Giles. Morongo Band of Mission Indians Vice Chairman James Siva also heads the California Nation's Indian Gaming Association. Siva says predictive market enterprises are already advertising in his home state, where sports betting is illegal. He says the public and elected officials are largely unaware of what's happening.
They themselves, in their marketing material, admit that it's online sports betting. And this is the number one threat to tribal gaming currently. We have been working on this since January. We've seen a lot of different legal cases going through. I know we have a case coming out of California. And there's so many moving parts to this that it gets very complicated. And I feel like we've had to break it down into separate sectors where we have the kind of legal track we're working on. We're working on a public policy track. But now we really need to get out there into the public and provide this information, because I'm sure some of the viewers out there have very little clue of what we're talking about. And unfortunately, that's the reality of this offering, is it's so brand new. People don't even understand what it actually is. They just see it as sports betting, and they're like, it's on the app store now. It must be approved. So it's very complicated. The education process has been long and hard, but we stand ready to work on this issue.
That is Chairman of California Nation's Indian Gaming Association, James Siva. Gary Pitchlin is a professor of law at the University of Oklahoma. He is Choctaw. He predicts the legal disputes will be resolved to close the loophole that companies like Kalshi are currently counting on.
These event contracts that involve sports events are clearly sports gambling and not commodities. It's hard to say which will come first. I do think that down the road we're going to see that resolved, not to the benefit of Kalshi and the others.
That is Gary Pitchlin. Indian Gaming's Jason Giles says states have yet to act against predictive markets the same way they did at the start of native gaming.
So we are very well regulated. We stand upon generations now of tribal regulators that have done a great job in our industry. And that is what makes these prediction markets such a threat, is they are entirely unregulated right now. They've found a creative method, creative entrepreneurism, to put their product out there. You know who was in the same position at one time in the 70s and 80s? Our tribal leaders in the Seminole tribe, Cabazon tribe, the folks that were doing progressive bingo on the reservation. And do you know what happened then? The states reacted with force.
Tribes in Colorado just lost a court case that would have given them an advantage in the sports betting market in that state. Several other pending legal and political decisions will further define the industry in months to come. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.